Elegy for the Kepler Space Telescope. Not long ago, we had yet to invent the universe. Our young, clamoring species, still bound to this pale planet, fixed and geocentric, ruled by five wanderers, the messenger, the farmer, the beauty, the red warlord, the king of the gods who transformed himself into a swan to seduce Leda. King Jupiter named his gift of gratitude to the swan Cygnus. Or was it a gift of immortality in another myth? Cygnus, the celestial vulture, the soul carrier, the soul of Orpheus, body torn apart and thrown into the river by the Thracian women, placed into the heavens by the muses beside his lyre. Cygnus, nine stars far beyond what the Ionians named the fiery rim. Ptolemy's flawless pale globes in accordance with the astronomer's intrinsic urge for order. Johannes Kepler had called order celestial physics, the universe operating on perfect and definable logic. Cygnus, one cogwheel revolving within the cosmic engine, matter, time, human thought, working in precision, our neoteric model of the universe, the stellar gods were placed with coordinates, the compass with the mirrored lens, Cygnus, 804 square degrees, visible at latitudes between positive 90 degrees and negative 40 degrees, including 2,600 exoplanets detected during the Kepler mission.